I do not dress up like an admiral.
Hello everyone, I hope you're in the mood for a bonersode, I know I am. This one is number 126 for May 12th, 2022. It was produced by Ariel Pearson, which is a worse alias than Cody No Name. Ariel, are you a cop? You have to tell me. While we await Officer Pearson's response, let's listen to some calls.
Hello.
Hello, Dick?
Yeah?
Hey, Dick, it's Winston with Spectrum.
Yes?
Yeah, hello?
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 Oh, there's two people on the phone. Dick, are you still there?
Yeah, I've got it, Declan.
Is it for you?
Yes, it's Spectrum. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, go away, Jacqueline. Hello, Dick?
Yes?
Yeah, hey, I was just calling to let you know about some maintenance that we're going to be doing to your internet here in a couple of minutes.
Spectrum?
Yeah.
We don't have Spectrum.
Oh, I know. You have AT&T, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but we own the lines. AT&T just kind of leases all the equipment and everything from us.
Oh.
But yeah, there's going to be some maintenance here in a couple of minutes. It's just going to temporarily impact.
You mean downtime? It's going to be down?
Yeah, exactly. See, we're going to be upgrading your internet with Slipstream technology. And
what
so,
does that mean, and what does it do for me?
Well, it basically just makes your internet faster.
That will actually happen, or AT&T's equipment will be so slow it won't matter?
Well, see, here's the thing, though. That's why I was calling to double check with you, because we needed to know, does your modem have an emergency induction port?
How in hell would I know?
Well, I mean, you just have to look at your modem. It's like this little round hole kind of thing on top of it.
Just a minute. I have to get in there. I'm in an awkward place, but I can get there.
Okay,
there's a modem and a tower. You just want the square box thing, right? The
modem. There should be an emergency induction port on the top of it. Because otherwise, your modem's not going to be compatible with the Slipstream technology.
Hang on. I got to get in there. Just a moment.
Okay.
It's under the desk. A lot of crap.
Oh, what, do you have a bunch of wires and stuff in the way?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Hey, yeah, you need to...
I'm to it, but I can't see it. I need to get a flashlight.
Yeah, you need to...
Just a minute. I'll get a flashlight.
Sounds like you need better wire management.
Okay, I'm back with a flashlight.
Okay, yeah. So what do you see down there? Do you see an emergency induction port on your modem?
Well, on the top, you said?
Yeah, it should be on the top, or I don't know. It just kind of depends on the brand and everything, but... Basically,
I know it's an emergency induction port.
Well, do you see
there's
little...
nothing on the top except grill work.
Oh, like little holes?
Well, slots.
Yeah, that should work. See, here's the thing. Basically, you need to be able to water your modem, you know, to prevent overheating. So if you don't have an induction port on there, you can just kind of stick a straw in it, and that'll work as like a makeshift emergency induction port.
Well, wait a minute. I don't have any place to stick a straw in it. It's slotted. You can't get a straw. Well,
you
can flatten the straw and maybe squeeze it in, but it's going to be sealed.
Yeah.
It'll be worse than before.
Yeah, I don't know. That might work. Like, from now on, you're going to have to water your modem twice a week. Otherwise, it'll overheat.
Water it?
Yeah, because otherwise it'll overheat.
What do you mean, water it?
You know, just water. You know, tap water should work just fine. As long as
to
you
do what?
As long
to
as you
clean
don't...
it?
Oh, no, to prevent it from overheating. Yeah, you just put cool water into it.
You mean pour it down into those slots, into the electronics?
Yeah.
Does it have a reservoir?
And you can just you can just use tap water. I mean, it should be okay unless you have hard water.
This sucks. Don't they have a unit that doesn't need all this attention?
Well, no, it's just because of the new Slipstream technology.
Yeah, but what if it overheats when I'm not here? Suppose I'm on a trip.
Oh, no, it won't overheat as long as you water it twice a week. And if you're on a trip,
I'm on a trip, I can't water it. This is ridiculous to have to water. You must be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm just like you. Just unplug it. You know, if you go on a vacation, like a long, like if you're gone for more than a week, just unplug
Why
it.
Why can't you give me a unit that's designed for it, or AT&T give me a unit and be done with it?
Well, because, like, this is brand new technology. That's why, you know, like, your modem is going to be compatible. You just have to water it. That's all.
Are you telling me to pour water down into the slots?
Yeah. Well,
it's slotted all over the side. It's slotted all over the top. It's all over the other side.
Oh, yeah. You're going to need to tape over those slots. You're just going
to... You're going to have to send somebody here to show me. This is a bunch of bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit. It's just like you just basically need to, like, cover up most
of... I am not going to water this thing like a fucking plant every week. It's not going to happen.
Sir, you need
give me some equipment that works.
You need to water it or it's going to overheat, and then you just won't have internet at all. Like, I'm trying to work with you here, but you need to follow my direct...
Thanks
my
for the advance warning, too. But anyway, this is ridiculous.
Well, we're
to have to water a unit twice a week.
Well, yeah, it's just water. It's just tap water. I mean, it's not
how much water? A cup? A gallon? How much water?
Oh, about 5 gallons. Yeah, it's
about 5. All right.
Yeah, your modem
is... Let's get serious. A few ounces of water?
No, 5 gallons. Your modem is one of those thirsty ones, so it's gonna take quite a bit to cool it down, you know, to quench its thirst.
Yeah. Okay. Now you're playing with me, but no, I perhaps deserve it.
No, I'm not. I'm not playing. I'm not playing. I'm just trying to.
This won't hold 5 gallons of water.
Oh no, it'll drink it. Like as soon as you pour it in, it's gonna drink it all.
This sounds like a scam call to me.
What? No, how would it? It's not costing you anything. It's a free upgrade. I'm just trying to make it so that your internet won't go down.
Suppose I don't want the upgrade.
Well, you don't have a choice. The new technology, like we're phasing out the regular internet.
Well, I'm not thrilled with this arrangement.
But think of all the porn that you're going to be able to download, you know, at high quality now.
Yeah, great. That's wonderful. Excuse me. How much water needs to go in it?
You're probably out there, you know, watching porn at 720p.
So you're telling me to pour water into the top twice a week, and you're talking about 5 gallons of water.
Yeah. Yeah, just use like a watering...
You must be kidding.
But that's why I say...
Do you know how big a 5 gallon jug of water is?
Yeah,
that's a jerry can.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Well, I mean, you can do it in smaller increments if it's too heavy for you, if that's what you're worried about.
You mean do...
What you can do, you can just give it like a gallon a day. That should work.
Are you kidding me?
No, sir. I am not kidding. I am 100% serious about watering your modem. But that's why I was saying you need to tape over most of those holes, because otherwise the water will leak out before it can drink it. You're better off just upgrade your modem with one of the ones that has a built-in induction port.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. Let's do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't provide those, though.
Well, I assure you, the minute we're done here, I'll be on the horn to AT&T and find out what the hell's going on.
Okay, yeah, call them. Just call them and tell them that you need a brand new modem with an emergency induction port. Because otherwise you're going to have to...
And then I don't have to do all this horse hockey, the watering and all that stuff.
Well, you know, you'll still have to water it, but that way you don't have to worry about taping over the holes.
How do I get back in touch with you?
What you could do is just, do you have a Home Depot bucket? You could just get one of those and fill it up with water and then submerge your modem in it. Or even better,
I hear you.
What you could do, you could just take your modem and put it in the bathtub.
Okay.
And then...
This is getting funny. I don't have enough length of wiring to do all that.
Yeah, well, what you could do, just take the modem in the bath, like whenever you shower or take a bath, just take it with you.
That means disconnecting everything.
Well, no, just the modem.
That's totally impractical.
No, just the modem. Just take it in the shower with you.
This is ridiculous. I'm not going to feed water into this. They're going to have to do something. We'll find out what the situation is.
Well, it's experimental technology, so it's you know, it's kind of unstable. That's what the water's for.
Look, you guys spring this shit on us. You're going to cut off the internet in a few minutes. I got to start giving my modem water baths repeatedly.
And, you know, we're trying to get you to watch everything in ultra high definition.
I think this is a joke. But
I think you're a joke.
Okay, well, I'm getting the picture.
Is it in high def?
What's your name, sir?
Winston.
And you work for...
Spectrum.
Okay, thank you very much.
Where are you going? What are you doing now?
Calling ATT right away.
Oh, well, do you want me to put them on three-way? I can patch you through. I mean, you don't have to dial it. I can just put you through to them.
I do not. I will dial it myself.
Well, why, you don't trust me or something?
I do not trust you.
What do you mean by that? What have I said to lose your trust?
Look, I have a landline, and we get at least 8 scam calls a day. People constantly trying to scam me on the internet, on emails.
But I didn't ask you for anything. How would this be a scam?
Well, I'm calling AT&T.
I don't think you understand the definition of words.
You're not acting professional. That makes me doubly skeptical.
Well, no, I'm just trying to rush through this because I really need to go take a poop.
Okay, well, you have a nice day. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, you have a large day.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Sally?
Yeah.
Hey, Sally, it's Winston from up the street.
Okay, I don't think I know who you are, Winston.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever met personally or anything, maybe just in passing.
Okay.
And anyway, I was just calling to ask if the next time you're out there doing that Congo line thing or whatever it is,
what?
Do you think you could kind of avoid my yard?
What are you talking about?
That Congo line thing, that dance that you're doing with some of the others in the neighborhood.
Winston, what's your last name?
Beauregard?
I guess you don't know who I am. I don't do any Congo dancing or whatever.
Well, no, it wasn't really a dance. Like, I guess you were pretending to be a train with a bunch of the other neighbors. See,
yeah,
I thought...
You are completely mixed up.
I thought I had the right number. This is Sally, isn't it?
Well, it is, but...
Yeah, well, I thought you were the one that organized it, because you were the head of the line.
I was not.
Well, no, it was definitely you. I got you on the security camera and everything.
Definitely. It was definitely... Do you know how old I am?
And I could ballpark it, but that's besides the point. And anyways, like, you were out there with like 5 or 6 of the other neighbors, and like you were pretending to be a train making a bunch of choo-choo noises, and it was just...
And you had that on camera?
Yeah, I got you on the security camera.
I would like to see that picture then, because it was not me.
Oh, no, it was definitely you. It's okay, I'm not mad. I'm just...
That's okay, too, because you don't know who I am. You know I would... I can't even go up and down stairs, let alone out in the street.
Well, you weren't dancing. You were just...
Whatever.
You and like 10 or 11 other neighbors were pretending to be a train.
And what was your address again?
And you were like, choo-choo, all aboard, and like it was kind of late, and you know, it was just kind of distracting.
I've got to put it on speaker so my husband can hear it.
Yeah, he was part of it, too.
Oh, he was part of it, too.
Yeah, he was the next caboose down or whatever.
Give me your name again, Winston, what?
Winston Beauregard.
Winston Beauregard.
Yep.
So what other neighbors were involved in this?
Oh, you had Cody and Ronk and just, you know, several of the others. And, like, I don't know if it was you specifically, but one of you trampled my hibiscus.
So, who else was involved?
Oh, I mean, there was, like, 9 or 10 others, though. It was several of you.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we don't even really know each other, so that's what kind of makes it awkward.
When did this take place?
Well, it's happened a few times. That's the thing. And the last time, like, one of you trampled my wife's hibiscus, and she was all crying the blues about it.
So, had you called the other neighbors also?
Well, no, because I thought you were the ringleader, since you were the head of the...
This is too crazy. Are you serious about this?
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I'm not upset, I'm just...
Well, I'm not upset either, but I just cannot figure this out.
And then Alan, he was out there with a seashell, and he was holding a megaphone up to a seashell.
He was trying to
simulate, you know, the sounds of the ocean.
Yeah.
And it was just the weirdest thing. Like, he was doing some kind of weird auditory experiment on me or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who am I talking to?
Winston.
Winston, I don't believe this is anybody.
Why not? This is plausible.
No, this is... I don't know what kind of joke this is.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just joking with you. I'm just screwing around.
I guess, but I don't know. You're not Winston whatever.
Well, no, that's my name. I'm just joking about all the train and ocean stuff.
Yeah, because we haven't done anything like that.
Yeah, I know. I was just being silly. The real reason I'm calling is I needed to... I needed to let you know that I accidentally bombarded your house with tachyon particles.
What is tachyon?
They're a theoretical particle that travel backwards in time. Anyways, I bombarded your house with the particle with the particles. And I needed to let you know that you're actually stuck in a time loop.
Really?
Yeah.
What time era are we in?
Well, you're going to be repeating the same day over and over.
Is it going to be today?
Yeah, like you're going to wake up tomorrow, but then all the events, like all the things that you did today, you're just going to go through the same motions over and over. And Kelsey Grammer is going to be there for some reason.
Kelsey Grammer,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason he's going to have a bit part in this whole thing. And tomorrow we're going to be having the same conversation.
Is it going to be this funny tomorrow?
Probably not.
No.
But you'll figure it out. Like you'll retain memories from the previous iterations of this timeline, and then eventually you'll figure out that you need to follow Data's advice and not Riker, I think it was. Yeah, Riker. Don't pay attention to Riker. Pay attention to Data.
And who are Data and Riker?
That's the commander and, lieutenant commander.
What in the world?
You know, of the Starship Enterprise.
Who is this? Seriously.
This is Richard. I'm a prank caller.
This is crazy.
I'm just being silly, that's all.
That is bizarre.
Hey, also, like, what is your security clearance?
Well, I'm not telling you that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just making sure that you're not secretly working for Section 31.
You know what, Richard? I'm going to hang up.
Oh, why? We're having such a good time.
No, maybe you are, but this is bizarre.
Okay, well, have a large day.
You have a very large day, too.
Aw, thanks. I will.
Hello?
Hello, Gail?
Yes?
Hey, Gail. It's Richard with the Water Department.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I just need to let you know about the utility work that's going to be going on at your house tomorrow. The crew's going to be there at about 10 o'clock or so to install that well out front.
Are they going to tear up the front lawn or what?
Yeah, well, because, you know, they're putting in that well, you know, for your water, you know, until about July or so when it gets switched back on.
So we're not going to have water?
Well, no, you'll have the well. Yeah, that's what the well's for. So, yep, and then the well is going to be for your immediate neighbors also, so you'll have, you know, neighbors coming over to fill up their buckets and everything.
That's a joke. Who is that?
Hello?
Buckets. Come over. Get buckets.
Oh, is that Tom?
Yeah.
Did he want to talk to me? I can't really make out what he's saying.
Hang on just a minute.
It won't work if you take the watch off. Let's get your phone.
Hang on a minute, I gotta go get my phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, is this Tom?
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Yeah, did Gail tell you about the utility work that's going on?
Yeah, but you're saying that our neighbors are gonna come over and get buckets of water?
Yeah, it's for the temporary water service. I mean, the well, that's what the well's for. You know, while the water's switched off, while we're doing the upgrades.
This sounds like a joke. Why would neighbors have to come get water?
Oh, because the water is going to be off while we're doing the upgrades to the pipes and everything.
I'm not going to have water connected to the house.
Well, no, just temporarily. Not until it gets the project's complete. That'll be about mid July or so.
What about my ice maker and crap like that in the house?
Oh, you mean like on your fridge? Yeah, that probably won't work. Yeah, there's not going to be any water.
Are you freaking kidding me? You guys are going to inconvenience us to because of some sort of project?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a necessary thing, though. Like, we understand it's an inconvenience, but it's just temporary, just until July.
Well, yeah, well, that's fine. I'm not going to be able to have ice until July?
Well, no, you can get bagged ice from the store.
This guy, I don't want this.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, is this Gail again? Where'd Tom go?
Oh, he's over there fussing.
Oh, man, he's got a real stick up his ass or something.
You got to stick up your ass, too.
Hey, Tom, shut up. If you're not going to talk to me on the phone like a man, then just be quiet.
Well, don't tell me I've got to stick up my ass.
Well, just don't walk away like a woman, you know? Just be a man and talk to me.
What?
Hello, Tom?
You know, you insult me.
Well, no,
you got to stick up my ass.
Well, yeah, you just stormed off.
And you call me a woman.
Well, yeah, you're just getting all emotional. Like, why don't you just talk to me? And
emotional? Like, yeah, I'm going to get emotional when you tell me I got to get buckets of water from a well.
Well, yeah, just temporarily. Like, I'm just trying to explain the situation.
Let me talk to your supervisor, because I don't believe this is even a thing.
I can get my supervisor if you can hold for just a minute.
Yeah.
It'll just be just a second. I'll patch you through.
Pick up his ass.
Winstina Beauregard, how may I help you?
What is this crap about a whale in our front yard?
Oh, is this Tom?
And neighbors are going to have to come get buckets.
Yes, sir. You'll have a temporary well while your pipe is being worked.
Hello?
Hello, Ruth?
Yes?
Hey, Ruth. It's your neighbor, Winston, from down the street.
It's who? I'm sorry?
It's Winston. I just moved in over here on Street, kind of around the corner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, I just need to let you know there's going to be a shipping container dropped off in your front yard tomorrow at about 9 o'clock or so. But yeah, the shipping container is going to be dropped off kind of in your side yard there, you know, where all the grass is.
Uh-huh.
And it's just going to be there for...
Where the grass is?
Well, yeah, just, you know, just kind of off to the side.
Ooh.
What's wrong?
Okay, now you're talking about on the, this is on Street, the side of the yard, and you're going to put this in my yard?
Yeah, just for a few weeks until I get it all cleared out, you know, because it's full of all my stuff.
Okay, you couldn't have found someplace else to... put this. Okay.
Well, no, I probably could have, but well, I just chose your yard.
That's funny.
What is?
Never mind. Okay. Well, okay. We'll see. I don't know what my husband will say about it. But,
he can just well, if he complains, just tell him to shut it. You know, just tell him to zip
it. No, I don't think so, son. I don't think that works very well.
Son? I ain't your son.
But anyway.
Well, no, it's just, I just needed to set it there for a few weeks. That's all. It's really not that big of a deal.
Well, for a few weeks, yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
Well, why?
I'm not sure I know exactly how big it is.
Oh, it's like a cargo container. You know, like, have you ever seen one of those big metal containers on cargo ships? It's kind of like that.
Well, I don't think I really want that in my yard for several weeks.
Oh, yeah, but that's where it's going to be, though. Just like two, maybe 4 weeks tops.
How dare you think you can do that without calling me and asking me first?
Well, no, see, that's how I assert dominance, you know, because I'm new to the neighborhood. So I just need to kind of establish the tone of our relationship.
Well, it's not coming across real good.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's okay. Yeah, you know, it doesn't really matter how I come across. I just need you to know that, you know, I'm the dominant one in the neighborhood now. And I'm just
going to be... You're the dominant one in the neighborhood?
Yeah, so I'm just going to be doing all kinds of, you know, wacky stuff that you're not going to have any control over.
What did you say your name is?
Winston.
Winston what?
Beauregard.
Beauregard,
yeah.
Winston, or Winston Beauregard?
Winston Beauregard.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so okay. It's going to be dropped off tomorrow at about 9 o'clock, and you're just going to want to make sure that, you know, you don't have anything in the yard.
Well, you can't sit it next to a fire hydrant.
Well, no, it won't be next to the fire hydrant. It's going to be...
That's against the law.
Well, no, it's going to be up, like, closer to your house, like, away from the fire hydrant.
No, you're not setting that in my yard up close to my house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
no,
I'm not.
No,
I mean,
no,
the crew
no,
is.
No,
but...
no, no. I think probably we'll be talking to our attorney in the morning.
Oh, no, you don't have an attorney. Come on, quit pretending.
Yeah,
You're not fooling me. You're not fooling me, Ruth.
No.
It's just
no,
for a couple
we
of
do.
Weeks. We've... Like, what's the big deal? You're not using that side yard anyways.
How do you know?
Well, because
well,
it's
business
just...
is yours.
Well,
it's my property.
Like, it's not even an inconvenience. You're not out in the yard. It's basically doing you a favor.
I'm going to call. No, it's not doing... What favor is it doing me?
Well, it's so you won't have to mow your grass. You know, like, it'll prevent it from growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it might even kill the grass.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's probably a good thing. You don't have to worry about mowing the lawn anymore. Really, you should
you know,
be thanking me.
I think I'm probably going to call the chief of police, who I happen to know personally.
Oh, no, you don't. Come on.
Now, and talk to
you're
him.
Pretending you
yeah.
have lawyers. Now
goodbye.
You're pretending. No, Ruth.
Goodbye. 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 Now what?
Well, Ruth, you hung up before I could let you know about the experiments I'm going to be running.
The experiments you're going to be running?
Yeah. Next week, I'm going to be setting up some tables right in front of your house. And
no, you're not.
Well, no, let me explain what I'm doing before you just jump to conclusions like that. I'm going to be setting up some tables with seashells on them and hooking megaphones to them. And I want to see if it makes you dream about the ocean. So I'm going to need you to...
You're really full of it. You know that?
Well, no, I need you and Jerry to keep dream journals, you know, and just write down everything you dream about when you wake up.
No, no, no.
Well, no, it's for...
Forget it.
It's for a good...
Forget it.
Hello?
Hello, Sharon?
Yes?
Hey, Sharon, it's Ronk from down the street.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to apologize for something I did a couple of minutes ago. It's going to kind of impact your internet service.
It's going to impact your internet service?
Yeah, see, I was doing an upgrade to your modem, but I accidentally rendered it inert. So in a few minutes here, when it reboots, you're not going to have internet anymore. And I just felt bad. I wanted to apologize. Sorry about that.
Just a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
He said we're not going to have internet anymore. Hold on just a minute. Well, I talked to him again. I don't understand.
Hello, yeah, this is her husband. What's going on here?
Hello, is this John?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, right. hey, John, it's Ronk from down the street.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, did Sharon tell you what I did by mistake?
No.
okay. Well,
she just said something about the internet. She didn't understand it exactly.
Yeah, see, I was...
Well, hold on a second. Wait, just a second, Ron.
But...
I'll tell you what. What is she doing with my image? I don't know. What's going on here?
What's she saying? What's she saying back there?
Well, she didn't know. What about the internet? That's all. Well, she's just confused.
Oh, okay, well, tell her to pipe down, and I'll explain.
Okay.
But yeah, anyway... But yeah, I was doing an upgrade to your modem, and I accidentally rendered it inert. So it's just not going to work anymore. I mean, it's basically incompatible with the internet.
Why did you do that?
Well, I was trying to upgrade it to, you know, I was trying to upgrade your internet.
Where at? Up here in the at the corner up there by that church?
Well, no, I'm talking about your modem, you know, in your house.
Well, how could you possibly do that?
Well, I was upgrading it, you know, just over the Wi-Fi.
How do you do that?
Over the Wi-Fi, you know, over the satellites and everything.
Well,
what are you doing that for?
Spectrum, what are you doing?
Well, hey, Sharon.
Yeah, I'm messing with Spectrum's equipment.
Hey, tell Sharon to pipe down. Tell her to
well,
tell her
I'd
to,
like to know it, too.
Shoo her back into the kitchen. Let the men speak.
No, I want to... She's got a good, legitimate gripe here. We don't understand how you're getting into our modem. You're not Spectrum.
Well, I know, but I was connecting to it over the Wi-Fis.
Okay.
And
did you tell Spectrum about this?
Oh, no, no. See, I was just kind of doing this, you know, on my own. Yeah, I was...
And you screwed up our modem also?
Like, I was basically trying to increase your internet speeds, you know, just without their knowledge. Because, you know, if I tell them, then you'd have to pay more and everything.
Why, don't you think you ought to tell us first before you do that?
Well, I thought I was doing a nice thing, you know.
No, you're not doing a nice thing. You're meddling. That's what you're doing, pal.
Well, yeah, I didn't mean to meddle, though. I was trying to just upgrade, and then I was going to let you know, and just, you know, it's like a surprise. But I accidentally rendered... See, I accidentally rendered it.
No, nobody surprises anybody, Ron, like that. I'm sorry. I don't know who, where you are or anything. I don't even know who you are. Ron. I don't know a Ron.
Yeah, well, I'm over here on Lane, just around the corner. But yeah, I mean, I wasn't really trying to meddle. I was just trying to give you a free upgrade to Slipstream technology.
Okay, we don't want the upgrade. We don't need it. We're fine where we're at, Ron. Sorry.
Well, here's the thing, though. In about 5 minutes, your modem's going to reboot. And then it's just going to shut down permanently.
So, look, you need to talk to Spectrum about this, dude.
Oh, no, I don't, I'm not on good terms with Spectrum. Not.
Well, what are we going to do when you shut us down?
Well, I mean, you're just going to have to get a new modem, you know, they'll send you one.
Yeah, but we're going to have to explain how this happened.
Yeah, I know. Here's the thing, though. Like, they're going to start asking you questions, and it's going to make it look like you were trying to do like a unauthorized upgrade.
I'm going to tell them that somebody else interfered with ours.
No.
Tell them I did it.
No, don't give them my name.
Why not, Ron?
I already have three strikes with them. Like that'll be it.
That's
for me.
Tough luck. That is your problem.
Well, no, I was trying to do a nice thing here. And
I don't want your nice thing, and you should ask us first,
but
Ron.
But you're throwing me under the bus. We're neighbors. We got to stick together.
Yeah, we are going to throw you under the bus, Ron, so get set.
Well, that's not very neighborly of you.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Sharon?
Yes?
It's Ronk again. Look, I figured out a way to fix your modem.
Well, how's that?
I'm going to be sending a signal to it in just a minute here, but I just wanted to make sure that you and John knew, because John seemed kind of upset.
Yeah, well, we don't want somebody messing with our TV set, whether it's anything you think you're doing something nice like that. We don't want anybody doing that. They might charge us for more something that we didn't even know we were doing.
Oh, I know. I'm going to get it all fixed. You don't worry. But just, can I just talk to John? I just want to explain to him what I'm doing.
Hello,
what? John. It's Ronk again.
Yeah, you gotta fix it, you say?
Yeah, I'm gonna send a signal to it here in just a minute, but I need to let you know what's gonna happen.
Well, get out of it then.
So once I send the signal, it'll reconnect your modem to the internet and everything, and that'll all be fine. But I need to warn you that there's a slight possibility that your modem is gonna transform.
To what?
Like a sentient robot. Like, it's gonna turn your modem into a transformer.
No, I
don't know.
No,
you're playing with fire here, dude.
But
just get it back online like we were.
No, it's okay? It's electricity, not fire.
I don't. Just fix it up, pal. I'll fix it.
Well, no, I'm fixing it. I'm fixing it right now. But your modem, it's gonna get up and like start walking around the room. And
No, it's not. Don't be talking that crazy crap.
No, I'm just saying it's a possibility. Like it might be a Decepticon. I don't know if it's gonna be a Transformer or a Decepticon.
I don't know either, but it will let Spectrum know, and they can figure it out.
Well, will it turn it off forever?
What is she saying?
She says, well, it turned it off forever. It better not.
It's going to work, but you just have to be prepared, because it might basically be like an evil robot.
Just fix it, Ron, the best way you know how.
No, I'm going to fix it, but I just want you to be prepared that it might be an evil robot.
If it's prepared, if it happens, we're going to come after you, Ron.
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, it's going to run amok.
No, it's not the thing. That's what you better watch out for.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you might want to rope down your modem or something. Or do you have any duct tape?
No, get serious. Get serious. You're talking like a Democrat.
What? What does that mean?
Because, you know, they just promise all kinds of things and all kinds of things, weird things.
Okay, why are you making this political?
I'm talking
about
like that now, Ron.
I'm talking about robots, not Democrats.
Well, you better not, okay?
No, I'm just saying, get ready to submerge your modem in the bathtub.
No, we're not going to do that.
Like, just in case it turns into an evil robot and it starts wrecking your house.
Give me the number.
John?
Yeah.
I just want you to be prepared to submerge it in case it turns into...
Yeah, okay. Fix it, Ron.
Thanks again, Special Agent Ariel Pearson, for going easy on Ronk when you arrest him for internet meddling. And thank you, everyone, again, for being cool about me missing last week while I moved the hell out of Seattle. Except for the two of you who shit their pants and yelled at me. You know who you are, jerks. Also, a few of you have been waiting on your APCS stickers. Sorry about the delay. I just got them out of storage, and they'll be in the mail tomorrow. For now, I gotta go stomp on some bubble wrap until Olga loses her patience with me. Here's a song for all you Wallflowers fans out there.
It doesn't matter if it's real or not. It isn't wise to make it stop. It's used to getting only what it wants. And we're in no shape not to be fought. It has no mercy with the wings it's got. A shadow longer than you could have thought. It's not in any no mood to talk. It has me cornered and it has you caught. I walk in the city in your boots in the rain. I've been here sitting down looking out into the waves. Does not begin. Now with a shot glass coming up again. Elbows down to the bitter end. You're in the bar light with your smoke rings. And a stranger who's leaning in. And I'm hoping to black out and land. Long before you're more than friends. Oh, I'm being handled like a pistol in a boiler place.
Straw, Tally.
Emergency induction port.